朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
这一段圣经耶稣基督所讲的不是一个比喻。
Here, what Jesus is saying is not a parable.
这一段圣经耶稣基督所讲的那是一个真实的事情，真实的故事。
But rather, this is a true account, a true story.
为什么呢？
Why do I say this?
每一次耶稣基督讲比喻的时候，从来不把名字讲出来的。
Because whenever Jesus uses a parable, he will never mention a name.
但是在这段圣经里告诉我们说，耶稣讲到有两个人，一个是财主，一个是拉撒路。
But here, Jesus mentions about a rich man and Lazarus.
所以我们读这段圣经的时候，不要看好像比喻那样来说，这是一个真实的故事。
Therefore, as we read this account, do not treat it as a parable, but rather a true story.
不然的话，耶稣基督不会把名字提出来。
Otherwise, he will not mention Lazarus by name.
那这段圣经，如果你仔细去看的话，好像似乎是耶稣把那个永恒，将来的永恒，永生，永生永死，把这个幕就把它揭开了。
Here, it is as though Jesus has broke apart the curtain about eternal death, eternal life.
让我们所有的人都能够稍微看见关于将来永恒的事情。
He parted the curtain so we can see what is going to happen in eternity.
这件事情对你我不可以忽略的。
This is something that you and I should never ignore.
所以今天早晨我要把这段圣经稍微的解释，不一定我讲得很清楚，但是我稍微的解释和弟兄姐妹一起的。
This morning, I would like to explain to you this portion of scriptures.
耶稣基督讲到在这里有两个人。
Jesus mentions two people.
一个是财主。
One is a rich man.
一个呢？
The other one?
我问你们就回答我啊。
So reply.
我好像精神不是太好。
It is as though I'm not too energetic today.
你们一会回答我的时候，把我的精神提起来。
So when you respond, you will give me the energy.
还有一个呢？
The other person is Lazarus.
那这两个人，耶稣讲到他们的这一些的事情，让我看见有三件不同的事情。
There are three things that are relevant to the interaction.
那这上来哪三件事情呢？
And what are the three things?
第一件事情，我所看见的，这两个人有相同点和不相同点的生活。
I noticed that there are similarities and differences in their lifestyle.
第二点让我看见了，这一段圣经是看见有相同点和不相同点的死亡。
The second one is similarities and differences in death.
第三点，从这段圣经里头，我可以看见有相同点和不相同点的将来、结局和永恒。
I'd like to deal with the third issue, the similarities and differences as to their eternal outcome, whether it's death or life.
让我很简单，很快的就把它讲过去。
Very quickly, I'm going to go through the three points.
第一点是相同点和不相同点的生活。
Firstly, the similarities and differences in their lifestyle.
那如果你看起来的话，实在是不太公平。
You will see that it is unfair.
相同点是在哪里呢？
Where is the similarity?
他们都是犹太人。
They're both Jews,
都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
They're both descendants of Abraham.
也都是上帝的选民。
In other words, chosen people of God.
你说对不对呢？
Isn't that true?
拉撒路是犹太人。
Lazarus was a Jew.
财主也是犹太人。
The rich man was a Jew.
所以这是非常相同的。
This is similarities.
但是不相同点呢，是讲到他们的生活。
But the differences is in their lifestyle.
这个财主 使你可以看见他这个人是一个财主。
This man is a rich man.
但这个财主是非常的财主。
But he is very, very rich.
不是普通的财主。
This is not an ordinary rich man.
那你去看见这个不相同的，这个财主是衣食住行是相当相当的高尚尊贵。
This man is incredibly wealthy, and so he lives a very luxurious lifestyle.
那穿的是紫色袍和细麻布。
He will wear linen.And a purple robe.
为什么耶稣基督讲到这一件事情？
Why did Jesus specifically mention this?
那就讲到这一个人所穿的是非常的高贵。
In other words, this man would wear the name brands of his time.
从前皇帝就穿紫色袍了。
That would be equivalent to the king at that time.
甚至非常高级的祭司长、祭司们都穿紫色袍。
The high priest would wear purple.
所以他这个人穿的是非常的高贵。
So this man would wear something that is exorbitant.
像我们这个人律师一样的穿的都是非常名贵的西装。
Just like how pastor's son would wear always brand names.
我的衣服都是哐啷哐啷哐啷的。那么他吃的呢？
And what about what he eats?
圣经告诉我们是天天宴肉啊。
The Bible says that he's partying every day.
他吃的是山珍海味啊。
He eats all the best seafood in the world.
天天哦。
And it's daily.
不是隔天哦。
It is not every other day.
也不是一个礼拜一次哦。
It's not once a week.
天天哦。
It's on a daily basis.
有多少的人每一天吃山珍海味啊？
How many of you would eat abalone and king crab every day?
你可看见。他是衣食住，圣经告诉我们说他是住的大房子。
The Bible says that he lives in a big house.
因为这个要饭的在他的门口外面在那里等着要讨饭。
Because the beggar is sitting at his gate, asking for help.
我敢相信这个按照现在的价钱来说的话
，According to the value now,
不是几千万呢。
I'm sure that it is more than 10 million.
我知道在我们中间可能有几千万的一栋房子在这个里头。
I'm sure many of you will have houses worth about 10 million.
很有钱。
But he is very rich.
啊，很有钱。
He's very rich.
那么他的行呢？我敢相信他开的车子，他的马车是非常的金贵的。
I'm sure that his chariot is also very luxurious.
他是出去行走，这个来往不是一匹马拉，那是八匹马拉。这是我想象的。
So I imagine that when he is going out, his carriage will be drawn by eight horses.
你可看见这个人实在是很了不起。
This man is incredible.
好像现在的人。开的车子，现在你到我们的 Richmond 来看看。
Now, if you can come to our Richmond to look,
你到 Richmond 一看呢，都是奔驰啊、法拉利啦等等的，都在我们 Richmond 里。
You will see all the name brands, all the luxurious cars in Richmond.
哎呀，我告诉你，看见他们我就昏倒了。
So when I see that, I faint.
哦，都是衣食住行都是不得了，这个财主啊
！Because people are living a very wealthy lifestyle.
但另外一个人呢，另外一个财主不相同的另外一个财主，一个人叫拉撒路。
But in contrast, we see a man called Lazarus.
不同的，他是你可以看见他是这个病贫贫病交加在他的身上。
You will notice that he is sick and he is poor.
他是一个叫花子。
He is a beggar.
那可能就是很荒唐的。
He could be handicapped as well.
人就每一天把他抬到那个财主的门口，在那里要饭的，要一点东西吃。
Every day, somebody will have to bring him over to the gate for him to ask for help.
财主所吃下的东西一丢，他就吃了。
Whatever is left over from the table of the wealthy man, they'll throw it to him.
你说什么东西了？
Then you say what?
像个面包啊。
Maybe bread.
这个财主吃完了以后啊，没有擦手的，他用面包擦擦手，就把扔过去。这个拉萨路就在那把它吃掉了。
Maybe these are the crumbs from the table that are thrown down to him.
哎呀，你可看见多可怜啊！不仅是一个要饭的，而且身上都是病啊。
Not only is he a beggar, but he's got a lot of wounds or sores all over his body.
如财啊
He's got no money and he's got
he's, 不是如财啊
and And he is so skinny, his skin and bones.
如果你可看见了, 这个身上都是病啊,
his skin and bones and full of sores.
臭气冲天啊,
and I'm sure that he stinks as well.
这两个不是犹太人,
and both of them are Jews.
都是亚伯拉罕的后裔,
they're both descendants of Abraham. They're both chosen people of God. But there's the difference.
真不公平啊,
it's so unfair.
你说公平不公平啊?
You say, is it unfair? Fair or unfair?
没话，没听不懂我的话，啊，没反应了，啊，公不公平？
Is it fair or unfair?
啊，真的不公平。
It is unfair.
All right, 我再看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
第二点是看我们看他们相同的和不相同的那个死亡。
Let us look at their similarities and differences in their deaths. Let's all read together.
圣经怎么说呢?
What does the Bible say?
22节,
22.
后来那逃犯的死了,
it says that the beggar died.
被天使带去到亚伯拉罕的怀里,
the angels carried him to Abraham's side.
财主下面什么字啊? 什么字啊? 一个字, 什么字啊? Yes,
it says here that the rich man also died. Now, this the similarity is that they both died. The beggar died. Perhaps he was young.
这个病痛生病了。Because
he was ill, maybe.
可能是个孤儿,
it could be he could have been an orphan. Nobody looking after him. Now he died early. But now the rich man died too.
什么时候死我不知道?
Why he died, we don't know.
哪一个年龄死我不知道?
What year he died, we don't know.
怎么死我不知道?
How he died, we don't know.
但圣经说,
nevertheless, the Bible says he
我告诉你,
also died.
死是最公平了。
So death is the most fair thing.
所以圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
人人都有一死,
everyone will have to go through death.
不管是你长得漂亮的, 不长得漂亮, 很丑的, 都要死,
whether you're beautiful or ugly, you
有钱的,
still die.
没有钱的, 都要死,
whether you're rich or poor, you
你说,
die.
对不对啊?
Isn't it true?
我最近看了一个报纸啊,
recently, I read a newspaper.
这个报纸他找了这个人。
Ross Perot. This man is called Ross Perot. I'm sure you've seen it.
这个美国人曾经竞选两次美国总统。
Actually, Ross Perot has tried to run for president twice.
Unfortunately,
he failed in his candidacy.
哇,他很有钱啊。
But he's rich.
多少钱啊?
How much money?
虽然不是全世界的富第一富第二富，但是他很有钱哦。
Although he is not number one or number two in the wealthy,
41亿美金,
he is wealthy enough. He's got 41 billion.
很有钱吗?
US.
有多少人我们在这里有一亿美金的基金?
How many of you have 1 billion US?
一亿美金啊。
How many of you have 1 billion US? Raise your hand.
没有一个一亿的，他有41亿啊。
He's got 41 billion US.
了不起啊。
He's an incredible man.
啊,了不起啊,
he's an incredible man.
很长寿啊,
he is also long lived.
跟我一样年纪,
same age as Pastor Sun.
他死了,
he died.
我没有钱,
so Pastor Sun is still alive.
但我告诉你,
but Pastor Sun, sooner or later, he's going to die too.
什么时候死,
but I don't know when Pastor Sun is going to die. But one day, everybody will die.
如果你去看创世纪的话,
if you read from the book of Genesis,
因为人犯罪了以后,
because after man sinned,
神对亚当说,
God said to Adam,
第三章第十九节打出来我看看好不好?
In Genesis 3:19, what does it say?
帮助我说, for dust you are. 人犯罪以后,
after man fell,
神对亚当夏娃说, 直到你落了土,
in other words, until you turn into dust, until you die.
你是尘土造的,
because from dust you came, to dust you return.
我告诉你哦,
let me tell you,
不管你活了100岁,
whether you live to 100,
120岁,
120,
好不好?
Isn't that good?
他说, 有人说, 什么是你会长寿的?
People say, Pastor Sun, you're going to be long-lived.
你会活到100多岁啊。
You will live more than 100.
我告诉你, 我如果活了154岁, 156岁的话, 你看都不敢看我了。
I'm sure if I'm 155 years old, you will not want to see me because I would look like a ghost.
154岁了你看你鬼啊,
can you imagine 150 years old?
哎呀我也不想啊。
I don't want to be that way.
我现在188岁已经很不错了。
Right now at 88, that's not bad.
可能我89岁走了。
Maybe I'll go in 89, who knows?
每一个人都要死啊,
but everybody has to go through death.
希伯来书第9章27节说按着定命人人都有一死啊。
Hebrews 9 says it's stated that everyone would have to go through death.
有钱的人会死,
the rich man will die.
没有钱的人也会死,
the poor man will die.
没有学问的人会死,
the uneducated will die.
没有学问的人也要死,
the educated will die.
你长得丑的人要死,
the ugly ones will die.
你长得很漂亮很美丽的人也要死,
the good looking ones will die too.
每一个人都要死,
everybody got to die.
如果你再去看一节圣经的话,
if you read from another verse,
我们再看一节圣经,
another verse,
这个我们念了, 再念一节圣经吧, 再给大家看一节好不好, 我们看传道书吧,
Ecclesiastes,
没有啊, 好好好来来来来来, 第3章第1节, 它下面还有几个字没有打出来,
in Ecclesiastes 3:1,
大家一起来念, 请来, 这个下面还有6个字, 什么还有6个字，什么字呢？ 生有死，死也有死。
There's a time to be born and a time to die.
每个人都会死。
Everybody's going to die.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为人犯了罪。
Because people have sinned.
人犯了罪以后，人人都会死。
So after man sinned, then they have to die.
所以死是最公平的。
Therefore, death is the fairest thing of all.
你说对不对啊？
Don't you agree? Don't you agree?
好像你不要死,
it is as though you don't want to die. You,
人人都会死啊,
you need to die. You have to die.
有一个妇人,
there is a rich man.
他生了一个女孩子, 男孩子,
he has a son.
胖胖的,
chubby.
很好看,
good looking.
眼睛大大的,
big eyes.
耳朵长长的,
long ears.
哇, 这个是长命百岁的人啊,
this looks like he's going to live for 100.
所以他就把这个他孩子抱到一个在他们村里面最智慧的一个年长的人。
He then brought this baby to the oldest man in the village.
听说这个老人家会算命的,
because this man is a fortune teller.
他能够算你未来的会做什么会怎么样这个发生。
He can tell you everything that will happen for this little baby.
所以这个妇女就把这个孩子抱到他那个老人家那里。
So the mother then brought the baby to the old man.
他的老先生呢,
then she says, old man, Mr. this is my son.
你看看,
look at him.
看看好不好看?
Look, isn't he good looking?
哇,真好看啊,
good looking baby.
真好,真美丽的长相啊,
he's got a very nice demeanor.
他说, 老先生, 他将来会做什么事?
Will you please tell me what can this baby do in the future? What is the future of this baby?
这个老人想看一看他,
the old man looked.
再看看妈妈,
and looked at the mother.
他说他将来一定会死。
In the future, he surely will die.
哎呀, 他是盼望他这个老人家能够说，哎呀，他将来能够升官啊，发财啦，那个那个的。哪里知道老人家说，我告诉你，我实实在在告诉你，他一定会死。
Mother was hoping for some good news about the baby, and the old man says, I'm sure that he will die one day.
你看看孙中山到哪里去了？
Where is Sun Yat-sun today?
蒋介石到哪里去了？
Where is Chiang Kai-shek today?
毛泽东呢？
Where is Mao Zedong?
周恩来呢？
Where is 周恩来？
邓小平呢？
Or 邓小平？
蒋经国呢？
Or 蒋经国？
老早走了。
They all died.
金花他是一世很风光。
Even if he had a very successful career.
到了，时间到了。
Ultimately, when the time comes,
他也是了。
He'll die.
你我都是一样的,
you and I, we're all the same.
你不要笑他,
don't laugh at him.
啊, 你我有一天都这样子,
you and I will meet the same predicament.
你好几个月没有看见孙约翰, 你说孙约翰到哪里去了?
When you don't see John's son for a few weeks, you say, where is Reverend Sun? He passed.
走到哪里?
Where did he go?
不是啊,
no, he did not go to a...
他死了,
actually, he passed, he died.
每一个人都要死,
everybody's going to die.
你说对不对啊?
Don't you agree?
好像你不会死的样子,
it is as though you are not going to die. Don't you agree?
对,
yes.
所以死是最公平的,
death is the fairest thing indeed.
不同的在哪里呢?
But where's the difference?
不同的一个是魔鬼把财主带到地狱里去，永恒里去了。
The devil dragged the rich man to hell.
但是拉撒路呢？
But Lazarus.
圣经说天使把他带走了。
But Lazarus was brought to Abraham by the angels.
虽然这个财主死的时候非常的风光。
Although the burial for the wealthy man was glorious.
那个丧事礼拜非常的隆重啊。
Although there was a lot of ceremony for his burial.
这个 funeral service 的那个 chapel 的时候还有摆满了花了。
And I'm sure that the funeral service will be filled with flowers.
很多人在那恭祭啊。
Many people will be giving their condolences.
很多人在那笑，在那下拜啊。
Many people will be bowing to the cadaver.
但是我告诉你，
But I'll tell you this.
虽然拉撒路死的时候，
Although Lazarus died,
他是个要饭的。
He is a beggar.
他也没有棺材。
He's got no coffin.
可能没有人照顾。
Maybe no one looking after the cadaver.
那个时候在这个在犹太地方，可能有一个人就看见那个拉撒路死在那，就把他布一个鞋子一包放在火里面烧掉。
Maybe according to Jewish custom, when they see a beggar dying, they'll just wrap him in cloth and burn him.
不同的在哪里？
Where's the difference?
圣经告诉我们说，天拉撒路天使带走了。
The Bible says that the angels carried Lazarus.
那个财主呢？
What about the rich man?
财主是魔鬼把他带走了。
The rich man was taken away by the devil.
两个不同了。
There's the difference.
弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
请注意哦。
Let's pay attention to this.
这个圣经里面所讲的是耶稣基督讲的是实实在在的事情。
This is a true story that was narrated by Jesus Christ.
这不是个故事，不是一个，这不是个比喻。
This is not a parable. This is not a parable.
这是一个实在的事情。
This is a true story.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible says,
拉撒路被带到哪里去了
？Where was Lazarus?
被天使带到亚伯拉罕的怀里。
The angels brought him to the side of Abraham.
哦，在那里，就是都带到永恒的里头去。
In other words, he was brought into eternity.
相同的是，他们都到永恒里去了。
Similarity is that they both went into eternity.
不同的是，他们有两条不同的路。
The difference is that they have two different roads to two different eternities.
按照我们普通的人来说，
According to ordinary people,
一个就是到了天堂去了。
One to heaven,
永生道路去了。
Eternity,
一个是到地狱去了。
The other one to Hades or hell.
永死的道路去了。
In other words, to eternal death.
圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible says.
Lazarus
went to the bosom of Abraham. He received comfort. He receives the benediction of the peace from Abraham. He's got joy. Father Abraham represents the Heavenly Father.In the heavenly kingdom.
圣经告诉我们说，
the Bible says,
在天国里头，
in the heavenly kingdom,
这个再没有战争，
there will be no war,
再没有痛苦，
there will be no pain,
再没有眼泪，
there will be no tears,
再没有死亡，
there will be no death,
在主的里头，
in Christ,
是平安的，
there's peace,
在主的里头，
in the Lord,
是喜乐的，
it's joyful,
在主的里头，
in the Lord,
是安稳的，
it is peaceful.
所以你可以亚伯拉罕这个拉撒路就被天使带到天国里面，
here Lazarus was brought to the bosom of Abraham.
但是这个财主呢，
But the rich man,
被魔鬼带到那个阴间里头。
He was brought into hell by the devil. There's a difference.
财主在阴间里头，圣经说受痛苦。
Here, the Bible says that the rich man is in hell and suffering in agony.
我要让你们大家看一看。
Read.
请你们大家一起来看第二十三节。
In verse 23.
这个财主，他就是财主。财主在阴间受痛苦，远远的，举目远远的望去，亚伯拉罕又望见撒玛利亚，拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路用指头沾一点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这里什么，在这火焰里什么。”接近痛苦啊。
In verse 24, the rich man said to Abraham, Have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I am in agony in this fire.
如果你看 这段圣经的话
If you read from this text
在这里讲到痛苦极其痛苦痛苦痛苦
We see here he is in agony He is in torment
因为勒士路到了阴间
Because the rich man is in hell
通俗的说因为勒士路到了地狱里头
In other words the rich man is now in Hades
在马可福音主教告诉我们说到地狱里头是虫是不死的火是不灭的
In Mark 9 it says the worms don't die the fire do not quench
那不是暂时的痛苦
This is not a temporary suffering
那不是时间会过去的
This is not just a temporary agony
那我在这里告诉我们永永远远的
But here it talks about an eternal agony
我请你们看看这个是启示了最后的关于地狱的光景。
Let us read from Revelation as to the condition of hell.
我从这段圣经里告诉我们说，他我在这个火焰里是极其痛苦。
He says that I am agonizing in this fire.
我请你们每一个人翻开有圣经的，大概启示了第二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation 21.
21章，每一个人翻开来。
In Revelation 21,
有圣经的。他们的粪就在烧着硫磺的火炉里，这是什么？第二次的事。
All these people will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
那些撒谎的、不幸的、欺骗的、行邪术的是他们的粪，他们将来的结局就是。扔在硫磺的火里，这是第二次的事。
For the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, practicing magic arts, adulteries, and so on, that they will go through a second death.
罗马书第六第三第六章第六章怎么说呢
？What does Romans 6 say?
23就告诉我们说，罪的工价呢是死。
That the wages of sin is death.
人人都有罪
Because everyone has sinned.
我有罪
I have sinned.
你有罪
You have sinned.
我们的结局是什么
What are the wages of sin?
我们结局的是死
Ultimately, we'll die.
这不是肉体的死
It is not a physical death.
不是这个死呢不是说每一个人都是肉体里有都要断气了
It is not that we're talking about the death physically.
这个死是第二次
This death we talk about is a second death.
启示录告诉我们说第二次的死哦。
Revelation says this is a second death.
那是灵魂的死哦。
This is the death of the spirit, of the soul.
那是第二次的死哦。
This is a second death.
弟兄姐妹们在这里告诉我们说不幸的气、诡诈了、撒谎了等等，这个是将来的粪，就是第二次的死。
For the unbelieving, the immoral, and all these, they ultimately they will end up in a second death.
请你们再看第二十章。
Let's read again in verse 20.
二十章，我们请你们看第十节。
In chapter 20, verse 11.
大家一起来，请来。
Chapter 20, 10.
他们受痛苦，直到。
They will be tormented day and night.
两年。
For 2 years.
5 years.
5 years.
10 years.
10 years.
什么时候？
For how long?
永永远远
，forever and ever。
你可以这个到现在，这个财主在那里还是被火在那烧啊。
So even to this day, the rich man is still in hell, being burned.
那不是肉体，那是灵魂啊。
This is the soul being burned.
弟兄姐妹，我们讲灵魂啊。
We're talking about the soul.
每一个人与动物不同了，因为我们有灵魂啊。
The difference between human beings and animals is that humans have soul.
这个灵魂是真正的圣约翰呐。
This is the true John.
你的灵魂是真正的王某某、张某某、李某某、林某某啊。
Because the soul is your true identity.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible says，
我们每一个人的肉体都会死
，All our physical body will die，
但是我们灵魂永远不死
，But the soul will never die。
是你去哪个地方呢
？Wherever you go，
你是永死
，Do you go to eternal death，
或者永生
，or eternal life。
永死在这里告诉我们说
，Here it says eternal death is
火在那里烧着
，There's a fire，
是
an ending fire，
永永远远
，This is for eternity，
那是 second death，
这个就是第二次的死亡，
第二次死。弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
在这里告诉我们说，不同的在这里。
Here is the difference. The rich man is in agony. He's being tormented. His soul is being tormented. There's a conscience in hell. And they can see. And they can pray. They can speak.
会痛苦了,
they can
suffer, 会感觉了,
they can feel,
会回忆了,
they can remind, be reminded.
在地狱里头你可看见都, 都这样这个情况了。
All these things, the sentient things are there.
然后再看见拉撒路在亚伯拉罕的怀里得到享安息。
The rich man can see across and see Lazarus with Abraham.
亚伯拉罕说亚
Abraham says that Lazarus is in my bosom, he is being comforted.
弟兄姐妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
你要去永生呢, 还是永死?
The question now is, are you going to eternal death or eternal life?
朋友,如果你喜欢这个节目,请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。